Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
We'll be right back.
rock and roll. All right. Hey, welcome to the show. Gillian Welch going back to 1996 and what is sort of her debut revival there. And Tear My Stillhouse Down, rocking out for you there. Yeah. Welcome to Out of the Woods, the 200th episode. At least as it's been called, Out of the Woods. I've been calling it Out of the Woods since 2009. November of 2009 was the first Out of the Woods show. And been going ever since. But it's certainly not my first foray into various shows of various names. We've had a few over the years, but this is number 200. So to mark the occasion, we're going to rock out tonight. This is the Loud Show. I know we probably picked up a few new listeners with the Pete Seeger thing we did last week, but hopefully I won't scare any of you away. Typically, we are much more mellow than we are going to be tonight, but I'm always getting great CDs in from mostly acoustic artists that have one or two really great electric tracks on them, and I'm always like, you know, I really want to play that, but it doesn't really fit into what I usually do. So, as sort of a occasional feature, we're going to do this once in a while, I think, and this will be the first time, the Loud Show. So we're going to keep things going right now and play a cut from Sam Bush going back a few years to his Howlin' at the Moon CD, which came out back in 1998. Going to keep up the oldies here for a little bit here. And excuse me. And we're going to play one here for you called Beaver Creek Mansion. I think John Cowan pops up on this one, too. So a little of that old Newgrass Revival action. Actually, this first set features a few bluegrassers plugging in and going electric for you here on Out of the Woods.
Sets the afternoon on fire, and there's a tractor churning down at the bottom of James Howard Hill, and the kids out swinging in a rope and a tire, singing K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Mama said she never see, don't ever want to see me cry. Cornbread, sweet tea, barbecue, and derby bike. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Gwen outside, Jesse's ringing that old black bell, and the country boy ain't never late for dinner. Then after that, you know, we sit on the porch and listen to the children singing to the mellow sounds of my daddy's mandolin. Singing K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Mama, let me love you, I don't ever want to see you cry. Cornbread, sweet tea, barbecue and derby bike, K-E-N-T. I don't have to tell you why. Never gonna miss you if I never have to say goodbye. Cornbread, sweet tea, barbecue, and derby bike. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y.
There's work to do when the sun comes up on the Beaver Creek Mansion, and the country boys gotta make that hard decision. Get to the barn, strap up a mule, and round up a couple of fields. Pick a favorite pole and just go fishing.
K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. That's where I was born, and you can put me if I ever die. Cornbread, sweet tea, barbecue, and derby pie. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Mama said she never see, don't ever wanna see me cry. Never gonna miss you if I never have to say goodbye. Gonna let me love you, I will never wanna see you cry. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. Why?
young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A good boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You Billy Joe's a man. And I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." Cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar, laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Strong liquor then to calm a shaking hand. He tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. And a dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down. He heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Take your guns to town." And in his rage, Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round. And they wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Past nothing's really changed. A young man on the city streets, he has to make his name. He's still too young to know a gun can't make a boy a man. And his mama cries as he walks out, Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home. Bill, don't take your guns to town.
Thank you. it's great.
Now, all right, the Annie Ford Band here on Out of the Woods. Exactly the kind of track that has made me want to do this sort of show this week. And if you're just tuning in, we're doing the Loud Show, the first ever loud episode of Out of the Woods. It's our 200th episode. So in celebration of that, just for fun, we're playing electric tracks. We're kind of switching it around. Instead of the mostly acoustic, we're doing the mostly electric this week on the show. And that is from the self-titled Annie Ford Band CD. And we just heard Shake On That. I like that a lot. Sort of reminds me of Dawn of the Buffalo with that guitar tone in there. Just great stuff. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, going back a couple years from the CD Rocket Science, where Howard Levy made his reappearance with the group, and we heard one called Prickly Pear there for you. A couple tracks in there that featured Jerry Douglas playing some lap steel, some really dirty lap steel with some distortion on it. And we heard Steve Earle singing on Jerry's album Restless on the Farm and Johnny Cash's Don't Take Your Guns to Town. Started off, Jerry was helping out Sam Bush on Beaver Creek Mansion along with John Cowan, going back to 1998's Howlin' at the Moon CD. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. We have a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.